You're listening to the ELT Chat Podcast, Uncut.
So, hi, Icha. It's wonderful to have you with us today on this Monday morning here, afternoon in Indonesia. I'd like to ask you, where are you from?
I'm Indonesia, of course. Actually, my father is a Javanese and my mom is a Sundanese, but I grew up, I was born and raised in Jakarta, went to school all in Jakarta, so yeah, I'm a Jakarta girl.
So, do you also teach in Jakarta, and what level students do you have?
Okay, so when I first started teaching, I actually taught teenagers classes. It was back in 2001 and something like that. But I changed my course to the early learners, to the kindergarten, in 2008. And before that, when I was teaching, you know, teenagers and children's, I taught in Jakarta. But since I moved to teach in kindergarten, I have been have the privilege to travel around Indonesia and teach in, you know, places like in Bali and in Lombok and in Sumatra. But for the past 2 years, I stay in Jakarta and teach here in Jakarta also. Because I'm in Montessori, Montessori kind of school, and it's a kindergarten, so I've been teaching from the baby classes up to kindergarten. But the class that I have now since the early of here is a kindergarten.
How did you make that switch from teenagers to young learners?
I've always loved, you know, teaching children, and one of my friends offered me to, like, the opportunity to teach children. She said that even though I don't have any experience in teaching kindergarten, that I could learn, and they need somebody who with my vision, because back then they need somebody who can also you know, teach everywhere, like, I mean, like around Indonesia. And you know, I've always been, you know, in love with traveling, and I thought this is a good chance for me to not only learn about, you know, teaching children, you know, young learner, but also learn more about Indonesia and my culture. So I took the job, you know, worked my butt off to try to, you know, understand everything about you know, early childhood development, and so here I am now.
How did you decide in the beginning to become a teacher at all? How did you decide to work in education?
Well, it's kind of like in my family line, because I have a lot of people in my family, especially from my mom's side, who is either a teacher or working in education. So it's kind of like something that is passed on between generation. And it's kind of like something that's easy for me to decide, because even when I'm still in school, you know, my part-time job is tutoring my friend, you know, so it's always like that. You know, my teacher asked me to tutor my friend when I was in junior high school, and teaching is the only job I know, because, you know, even like in my part-time nowadays, you know, I have a coaching job for a, you know, small primary school drum band, and it's still teaching. So I don't know any other job, to be honest.
That's great, and the best part of it is that you enjoy it as well.
I do.
You're very active on social media. Would you like to tell us which ones you use, and how did you start using them?
Okay, first of that I use, of course, Facebook. I used it around 2008, because my friends, I have friends who, a good and close friend who lives in Bali, and that was our way to connect to each other. And so from that, I added a lot of, you know, childhood friend, you know, high school friend, and all my friend, and then started to get to know a lot of teachers, and, you know, enjoying being friend as well as sharing with them. And then on 2009, I got to know Twitter. And I have to say, I enjoy it more than Facebook, because, you know, I think you have to be, you know, very, very witty to share things in 140 characters. And I love the diversity that Twitter has, because you don't have to be friend with someone to, you know their activity. And I've gained a lot from here. I retweeted a lot of people's activity. I love, you know, getting in touch with people. And of course, what I love more, because there's so many things that happening here, like ELT chat, Asia ELT chat, stuff like that. So, and I've been enjoying, you know, doing all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's kind of like helped me grow to be a better teacher and a better person in the end.
How did you find out about ELT chat? And do you remember your first one, or one that had an impact on you?
Okay, I think the first time that I joined ELT chat, because Barbara Saka, I followed her on Twitter, and she's of course the moderator, one of the moderators on ELT chat, and I saw her post and decided to join it. I think I first joined it on 2010, around February or something, because it was still like an early ELT chat, around February or March, I forgot. But that was the first time, and I've enjoyed it since. And sometimes on August or something, I you know, kind of brace myself to, you know, volunteer in writing the summary, and I've been addicted to it. I think I'm one of the person who like to like contribute on writing it, and asking Marisa or somebody else is there, like, could I, you know, make a summary on this week or something like that? Because, you know, I love doing it, and I love being part of it. I love all the people there. I love the knowledge I get there, and I enjoy all the chat there. Even if I have to like stand up in the middle of the crowded bus, only in one hand, only typing from my phone, I still enjoy it.
That's great. What would you tell teachers who have never participated in ELT chat? What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them that it's a good opportunity for them to not only learn new things, but get to know other people, other great teachers, who will in the end help you to be a better teacher, especially if you're teaching English. Because honestly, when I first started, you know, joining ELT chat, I was a bit afraid, because I don't think I'm like your level or anything like that. I'm just like you know, regular teacher. But one thing I learned here, that everybody is very welcoming in here, and you know, you got new things every day, and what you say matters. You know, nobody ever say that what you say it is like, I don't know, unimportant or something like that. So I would say that every teacher should try to join, you know, if they want to like to be if they want to gain something for themselves and for their teaching, and to learn new things, and you know, just to use the social media better.
It was very, very interesting talking to you today, Icha, and see
you.
All the things you do. Would you like to close with a thought or a wish for all the teachers out there who are listening to you, or anything you like to tell them?
Okay, first of all, I would love and wish so much for Teacher Indonesia to be more active in this kind of thing, because, you know, I know that there's a lot of good teachers in Indonesia, dedicated teachers in Indonesia, but for a reason, we just like closing down ourselves to like our own community, you know. Because I haven't seen a lot of Indonesian teachers in ELT chat or any other thing that I've joined. So I would love so much for teachers, especially in Indonesia, to, you know, try to open themselves to something new and not afraid to learn. Because I know one of the reasons why, you know, Indonesian teachers probably don't want to join ELT chat, because they're afraid. They're afraid not to be heard. They're afraid, you know, that they don't feel matter there. And I just want to say that, you know, and they have to feel like that, because at me, I'm just a kindergarten teacher, and here I am. So and this goes to show that everyone deserves, you know, a chance, and everyone will get a chance if they will try.
Definitely, and every teacher matters, because whatever they do, it's amazing work. It's they even give their own free time for it, so it's very important for us to meet new teachers and communicate with them.
Yeah, definitely.
So thank you very much, Icha, very, very much for your time and for your interesting for your interesting interview.
Okay.
And see you online.